Continuing with the golden rule for a moment, not to live by it simply reveals both our sin and our selfishness. We all know how we'd like to be treated by others. We want to be able to trust them for a start. We want to be able to them to respect us, to listen to us, be gentle with us, be transparent with us, be honest with us. So bringing it right back to ourselves, how are we with them? Are we like this, or do we have a different set of values because of our expectation of them? Relationships, you know, often go through three phases: infatuation, disillusion, and finally, reality. Just think about those people who have disappointed you along the way. You met them and the sky was the limit. Then they disappointed you. They didn't come up to your expectations. Finally, you saw the reality of the situation. Is it just possible that the initial fault was not theirs, but yours? Could you have put them on a pedestal that God had to knock them off of? He won't share that position in your heart, remember. We must beware of admiration that becomes adulation, read idolatry. And then there is your sinful reaction to their disappointing you. Withdrawal, bitterness, retaliation, catalalia, that's the Greek word for bad-mouthing them, literally down-speaking because you've been hurt and you're letting everybody else know. Sometimes we even walk away from the faith. Our faith was shipwrecked because our hero didn't come up to our expectations. Hey, wait a minute. It was our expectation that he or she didn't reach. Ground zero again. All comes back to me, myself and I. Jesus is trying to wean us from our self-centeredness, the propensity to see everything from our perspective, not his. He wasn't disillusioned with that person or situation when you were, because he never had an illusion in the first place. He's trying to get you to see beyond yourself to others. Get over your silly self. He's trying to get you to walk in their shoes for a week before you judge, criticise and shun them because they disappointed you. He wants you to do good as your Father in heaven does good to all. The golden rule is always to do to the other person what you would want done to you first. Don't wait for them to do the right thing because they won't. God will make sure they don't because he's looking at you. Time for a rethink or perhaps even a mid-course correction?